主啊，我们所心追求乃是你的自己。主，你不只是我们追求的目标，你也是我们侍奉的目标。主神啊，但愿我们一生不求别的，我们真是能够忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。今天你是我们的荣耀，到了那一天你是我们的奖赏。我们的主，我们感谢你，为了这个缘故，我们再把这一点的时间恭敬交在你的手中。我们再次求你倾倒你心头上的话，主，在这个时候你把你最忠心的话再次向我们开启。好像这个特会快接近终了的时候，我们相信有一些你还没有说完未尽的话，主，也许是更重的话，也许是更忠心的旨意。主，我们仰望你，越过我们的软弱，再次向我们施恩。我们求你复活的大能，再次吞灭我们所有的死亡。主，叫我们里面的人能刚强起来，也扶持我们外面的身体。虽然我们有软弱，但是我们知道你的恩典够我们使用。所以我们的主，我们仰望你，今天早晨但愿我们众人都把我们的心集中在你的面前，真是聚精会神坐在你的脚前。但我们怕失去你话语的片段，所以我们的主，我们仰望你，把这样的心赏给我们，把这样的空气赏给我们。主，但愿仰望你今天早晨能尽量的说，让我们靠着你的恩典能尽量的听。主，但愿你得着最大的荣耀，让我们能得着最大的祝福。靠着基督可爱的名，
请我们看几处的圣经。
Let's look into God's word together.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
罗马书第十二章第五节到第八节。
Romans 12 verses 5 through 8.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，佛说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，佛做知识就当专业知识，佛做教导的就当专业教导，佛做劝化的就当专业劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having been gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use in our ministry.He who teaches in teaching, he who exalts in exhortation, he who gives in liberality, he who leads in with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
请再看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
第十节第十一节。
10 and 11.
彼得前书第四章第十节第十一节。
First Peter chapter 4 verses 10 and 11。
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神不办恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，就要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督的荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him speakDo it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我们再看以弗所第四章。
And now we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所第四章，我们从第十一节念到第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, we'll read from 11 to 16.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教士，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，不结各案各职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets and some evangelists, and pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carry about with every wind and doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies,according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
最后请我们看哥林多前书第十二章。
And finally we'll turn to 1 Corinthians 12.
我们稍微挑选几节来念一下。
We'll select just a few verses.
第十二章第十二节
Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, verse 12.
就如身子是一个，就有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
我们再看二十五节。
And we'll read verse 25.
免得身上分门别类，终要肢体彼此相顾。
That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
And if one member suffers,All the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Now you are the body of Christ and members individually.
我们就念到这里。
That's all the scriptures we'll be reading.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a prayer.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为再一次你把我们带到你的面前。我们的主，我们真是仰望你再一次向我们说话。
Amen.
我们求求你自己的圣灵把你的话语点活，并且把你的话语送到我们每一个人心灵的深处，能变成我们的灵，我们的生命，好叫你在我们身上有所得着。我们要把一切的荣耀都归给你。奉主耶稣的名。
阿门。
我们这一次的主题乃是生命和侍奉。
the theme for this conference is life and service.
我们已经讲到四分的好几方面。
We have already touched several aspects of this spiritual service.
我们看见说神呼召我们这一般蒙恩得救的人起来侍奉他。
God called each one of us who belong to Him to rise up to serve Him.
这个侍奉的呼召是临到所有蒙恩得救的人身上。
This call to serve comes to each of us who belong to the Lord.
没有一个弟兄一个姊妹是例外的。
No one is excluded from this call.
不过当神的呼召临到我们的时候,
Of course, when the call comes to us,
我们需要答应神的呼召。
We must respond to that call.
我们需要拣选来侍奉神。
We must choose to serve Him.
有许多神的儿女没有起来侍奉神。
Many of God's people, they did not rise up to serve Him.
并不是因为神没有呼召他。
It's not because God did not call them.
乃是因为他没有答应神的呼召。
But because they did not respond to that call.
他没有拣选来侍奉神。
They did not choose to serve Him.
好像约书亚对当时那一帮以色列人说,
Like Joshua when he challenged the Israelites.
至于我和我的家,
As for me in my house, we will serve Jehovah.
所以侍奉不但是一个神的呼召的问题。
Serving is not just God's call.
侍奉也是我们答应的问题。
Serving is we have to respond to that call.
也是我们拣选的问题。
We must also choose to serve.
神已经呼召了我们。
God has already called us.
但是我们有没有拣选来侍奉神?
Now, do we choose to serve Him?
如果我们已经拣选要侍奉神,
But if we have choose to serve Him,
我们就应当知道这个侍奉是什么意思。
Then we have to know what's the meaning of service.
侍奉乃是侍奉神的旨意。
Service is serving God's will.
而神的那个旨意乃是基督的身体。
That will of God is the body of Christ.
神为着他的儿子要预备一个身体。
For His Son, God wants to give Him a body.
让他儿子的丰富能充满在这个身体的里面。
So that the fullness of His Son can fill the body.
并且借着这个身体能彰显他儿子一切的荣耀。
And so through this body, the head can express all the glory of the head.
所以侍奉神的旨意,
So serving God's will,
乃是建造基督的身体。
Building up the body of Christ.
如果我们今天的侍奉不是建造基督的身体,
If our service today is not building up the body of Christ,
这一个在神的面前算不上侍奉。
In God's sight, it cannot be considered as service.
我们侍奉的时候要用我们的灵来侍奉。
When we serve, we must use our spirit.
侍奉必须要根据启示。
Service must rely on revelation.
我们不能凭着遗传来侍奉神。
We cannot serve according to the tradition.
我们侍奉的时候一定要是生命的流露。
When we serve, it is the outflow of life.
否则的话不能算是侍奉。
Otherwise, it cannot be considered a service.
所以我们知道在侍奉神这件事情上,
So we know in this matter of serving the Lord,
这个侍奉的人是非常的重要的。
The person who serves is most important.
神注意我们这个人, 人过于重我们的事。
God pays more attention to the person who serves than the things He does for him.
如果神得不着对的人,
If God cannot secure that right person,
神宁可不做工,
God would rather not do any work.
但是如果神能得着一个合乎他用处的人,
But if God can find a suitable person for His use,
我们知道神的工作就能完成了。
And we know God's work will be accomplished through Him.
就着我们自己来说,
As far as us are concerned,
我们没有一个人, 是对的。
None of us is really right.
我们需要主在我们身上有一番的工作。
And we need the Lord to do a work within us.
他要借着十字架在我们里面工作。
And He will use the cross to do a work in us.
他要记住外面的环境在我们身上工作。
And He will use the environment, our surroundings, to do a work.
圣灵不但在我们里面要做光照的工作。
The Holy Spirit will do the enlightened work.
and our surroundings to do a work.
圣灵不但在我们里面要做光照的工作。
The Holy Spirit will do the enlightened work in within.
圣灵在我们的外面也要做管教的工作。
And the Holy Spirit also uses our surroundings to discipline us.
他的目的就是要把我们做成一个对的人。
And His purpose is to make us into the right kind of a vessel.
叫我们里面能产生一个新的性格。
So that in us we can cultivate and develop a new character.
好叫我们在新造的性格里来侍奉这一位的神。
And so that we can serve God in a new creation.
当我们起来侍奉神的时候，
When we serve God,
我们需要有能力。
We need power.
但是侍奉神的能力只有一种。
And God only has one kind of power.
那一个侍奉神的能力就是圣灵的能力。
That kind of power is the power of life.
我们不能用其他的能力来侍奉神。
We cannot use other powers to serve God.
因为那些都是凡火。
All those other powers are strange fire.
是神所不喜悦的。
They are not pleasing in God's sight.
神不但不能接受这些。
God cannot accept that kind of a service.
并且我们看见有火要从神那里出来，要焚烧它。
The fire will come upon them and consume them.
今天我们要侍奉神。
Today, if we are to serve God,
我们必须要在膏油的底下。
We must be under the anointing.
我们必须要在圣灵的能力的底下。
We must be in the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上所显的能力。
The manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
里面乃是生命的流露。
Inwardly is the outflow of his life.
外面乃是恩赐的运用。
Externally is the exercise of the gift.
恩赐好像一个管子一样。
Gifts are just like channels.
里面那个恩典就是管子里面所流的东西。
And the flow flows out is the flow of life and grace.
真正的侍奉
Real service
乃是生命的供应
Real service is the supply of life
但是这个生命是藉着恩赐来流通给别人
And this life is, can, be only, can flow out through gifts
今天早晨
Brothers, this morning,
我们愿意再往前去看
We will move one step further
我们要看配搭侍奉
We want to see how we should serve accordingly
我们过去那几天所讲的话
In the past few days
好像都是个人的事情
As though we touch on the individual, the personal aspect of it
我们每一个人要听见神的呼召
In each of us, we must hear God's call
我们每一个人要拣选侍奉神
Individual, you must choose to serve God
别人不能替你拣选
No one can choose for you
是需要你自己来答应侍奉的呼召
You must personally respond to God's call
我们每一个人需要明白侍奉的意义
Each of us must know the meaning of service
这个不是别人告诉你就是了
And this one, you cannot get it from another person
你必须要在你灵你的深处得着启示
You must receive that revelation in your spirit
看见基督的身体
You must see the body of Christ
然后你的侍奉乃是建造基督的身体
Then your service will be for the building up of the body of Christ
一个人对也是你这个个人要对
If you are right Then you are
You must be personally right
You must be personally right
别人对是别人的事
If other people are right, that's their business
你自己要在神的面前做一个对的人
But you yourself must be right before God
我们要用圣灵的能力来侍奉也是个人的
And if you want to use the power of the Spirit to serve, that's also very personal
因为这个恩典圣恩典要再从你里面流出来
Because God's grace wants to flow from you
就是说信我的人从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
The Lord said, "Those who believe me, out of the belly will flow rivers of living water."
是从你的腹中流出活水的江河来。
It is from your belly will flow out rivers of living water.
是神所给你的恩赐，你来运用。
And those are the gifts God that you are exercising them.
所以，好像我们过去所讲的都是关于个人的问题。
So the past few days, what we touched were more or less on the personal side of it.
但是，亲爱的弟兄 兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
当我们真正起来侍奉主的时候
，When really want to serve God，
我们看见侍奉不是个人的，那是团结的。
We know service is not individual， but service is corporate。
虽然是一个一个人在那里侍奉
，It is true we are there serving individually，
但是。乃是我们配搭着来侍奉。
But we serve coordinately.
为什么原因呢
？Why?
第一
，First，
因为我们的神是那样一位伟大的神。
Because our God is so great.
他的旨意是何等的浩大。
And His will is beyond us.
没有一个人能。把神的旨意完全来完成的。
There is no individual who can fulfill all God's will.
我们的神太大了。
Our God is so great.
我们这个器皿太小。
And we, as this vessel, we are so small.
所以没有一个人能侍奉神到一个完全的地步。
And so there's no one individual can serve God completely to his satisfaction.
没有一个人能把神的旨意来完成的。
No one individual can fulfill all God's will.
需要许许多多的人一同来侍奉他。
And God needs all of us to serve him together.
我们知道在天上有千千万万的天使在那里侍奉神。
We know in heaven there are hundreds and thousands of angels ministering to God.
我们不知道天上的天使有多少。
We don't know how many are there up there.
我们就知道是无数的天使。
We know they are measureless, countless.
在那里侍奉神。
And they are there serving God.
那么难道在地上就有一个只有一个人在那里侍奉吗
？Can we imagine on earth there only one individual that's serving Him?
所以我们。知道神在地上也需要许多的人起来侍奉他。
And so we see on earth, God also requires many, many of us to serve Him together.
我们要一同起来侍奉他。
We must together serve Him.
同时，第二
，Second，
我们看见神的旨意乃是要得着一个身体。
We know God's purpose is to obtain a body.
这个身体长成的时候要做基督的配偶。
And when this body is fully grown, it will become the partner or companion of Christ.
既然是身体的话。
Now, since it's a body,
当然有许许多多的肢体
and there are many members.
而这些的肢体都是互相联络做肢体的。
All these members are one to another.
所以当这些的肢体在那里发生功用的时候。来发生功用的
and because they serve coordinately, so they can function together.
手不能单独的在那里侍奉
A hand cannot serve in by itself.
因为它不过是身体上的一个肢体
Because hand is only a part of the body.
脚也不能单独的侍奉
The foot cannot serve by itself.
它是一个身体上的肢体
Because foot is a part of the body.
所有我们四肢不体在那里侍奉的时候
So when all the members are serving together,
乃是配搭着来侍奉。
It serve together as serve coordinately.
当我们在这里讲的时候
，when we speak here,
好像我们的嘴在那里侍奉
，as though our mouth is speaking.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见我们的手也是配搭在那里侍奉。
You see, our hand also move with our mouth.
有的时候我们的脚也是在那里配搭，在那里侍奉。
We walk around, even we move our feet.
我们整个身体上的肢体都是配搭着来侍奉的。
Our whole being, all the members are coordinated in this service.
这样才能侍奉。
And this way, then we can serve.
不单是这样。
More than that.
并且你要看见我们侍奉的目的。
We have to see the purpose of our service.
都是为着叫身体得着造就。
It is for the body to be built up.
我们都是为着这个身体在那里侍奉。
We serve for the body.
叫这个身体能长大成人。
And so this body can grow into mature.
满有基督长成的身量。
Full of stature, measure of Christ.
所以你就看见说侍奉不是个人的问题。
So therefore, we see service is not an individual matter.
侍奉乃是配搭的事情。
Service is a matter of coordination.
为着这些缘故
，because of these reasons，
我们要看见说侍奉乃是团体性的。
So we have to see that service is corporate.
我们不是单独在那里侍奉神。
We are not there serving God individually. We can look into the Old Testament. We know in the Old Testament, God delivered Israelites out of Egypt. And God sent Moses to Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me. So the purpose of their deliverance is so that they may serve God. So when they came to Mount Sinai, and God revealed his heart to him, to them. God told them, if you keep my commandment, and I'll make you into a kingdom of priests.
所以我们知道祭司的国度乃是一个所有的人都在那里侍奉。
So the kingdom of priests is everybody within the kingdom, they are all priests.
后来因为他们犯罪的缘故,
and because they sin,
所以结果我们看见神就分别这个亚伦的家就祭司,
and then we see God separated the family of Aaron to be priests.
和利未的支派来向辅助来服侍。
And then the 12 Levites to assist the priests.
所以我们知道在旧约以色列人的中间,
and so we know in the Old Testament among the Jews,
有祭司和利未的侍奉,
the and that we have the service of the priests and the service of the Levites.
祭司乃是替人办理属神的事。
Priestly service is the management of God's things for man.
利未的侍奉,
the Levitical service
乃是为神来服侍人,
is the management of man's things for God.
所以我们看见祭司的侍奉是向着神的,
so we see priestly ministry service is Godward.
利未的侍奉是向着人的,
and the Levitical service is manward.
祭司的侍奉是所谓属灵的,
and the priestly ministry is what we call spiritual.
利未的侍奉是事务的,
and the Levitical service is what we call manual or physical or practical.
这个我们姑且这样的去分别它。
And that's how we slightly differentiate them.
其实在侍奉神的事情上，实在不分这个属灵的和事物的。
Strictly speaking, in real service, there's no differentiation there.
不过姑且我们这样的来看。
But we have, because we have to look at this way.
我们知道在以色列人的中间,
among the Israelites,
当他们侍奉神的时候,
when they serve God,
先有祭司在那里做主体,
and the priestly ministry really are the, is the principal service.
他们在那里替人办理属神的事情,
and they manage man's things for God.
然后, 利未的侍奉在那里帮助这个祭司的侍奉,
and the Levitical service, they are there to assisting the priesthood ministry.
光有祭司不行的,
we just have the priesthood ministry is not quite enough.
他需要立位来帮助他。
They need the Levites to assist them.
比方说一个祭司他要献祭了。
For example, a priest would like to offer a sacrifice.
那么需要有立位来把那个祭物啊，把它牵到那个祭坛那里。
And a Levite is needed to bring the animal to the altar.
需要立位来帮助他来处置这个祭物。
And he needs the Levites to prepare the sacrifice.
所以我们看见这两个侍奉都是
So we see these two ministry services are coordinated service.
你光有立位的侍奉,
if we just have the Levitical service,
而没有祭司的侍奉的话,
and lacking priestly ministry,
这个侍奉也是中途而废的,
and this is not a balanced ministry.
你把这个牛羊牵到祭坛旁边,
when you bring the animals to the altar,
但是没有人把它献给神,
and there's no one there to offer up to God.
所以在旧约的时候,
so in the Old Testament,
我们看见立位和祭司的侍奉都是配
So we see the priestly ministry and Leviticus ministry are coordinated ministries. Of course, the priest is there to offer up the sacrifice. He has to light the candle lights within the tabernacle. And in the holy place, he has to put the showbread there. And he has to burn incense in the golden altar. Those are the service of the priest. Then the service of the Levite. They have to care for the furnishings in the tabernacle. They have to do the other cleaning work around. He has to bring the wood into the courtyard. And he has to bring the water into the lever. And so we can see these two ministries are coordinated one ministry. Of course we know. Today we those who are saved in the Lord. On one side we are priests, on the other hand we are Levites. First Peter 2, verse 5, is that when we come into the law,
就像活的石头一样,
we are like living stone, we are being built up into a spiritual habitation, a priesthood,
就靠着主耶稣献上属灵的祭物给神悦纳。
And we, through the Lord Jesus Christ, we offer up spiritual sacrifices to the Father. Everyone of us who are the Lord's, we are priests. We are also Levites.
换一句话说,
in other words, when we're here serving God, we not only have what we call spiritual service, we also have to have practical service. We cannot say that I'm so spiritual, and I can only do spiritual things. And the ordinary things they are below me. I will not touch those things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
and sisters, here we have to see one thing.
一个属于主的人,
those who follow the Lord.
我们又是祭司,
on one side we are priests, on the other hand we are Levites.
比方说,
for example,
今天我们在神的家中,
we are today in the family of God.
We,
of course, we need instruction. Of course, we need exhortation. We need the ministry of the word. And we call those ministries spiritual.
实在说来,
strictly speaking, there is no such thing as spiritual or unspiritual. To a spiritual person, all things are spiritual. In the person who is flesh, all things are flesh.
你无论碰什么东西,
no matter what,
就是最属灵的工作, 你去碰的话,
for flesh, even if you do spiritual thing, is still flesh.
一个属灵的人,
if a spiritual person, if he do one of those common manual things, in God's sight, it is also spiritual.
所以我们不要以为说在那里讲道了，在那里做这些的事情, 这是属灵的工作。
So don't assume because you preach, you do those things, and you are spiritual.
我们以为要侍奉神, 那非是讲道不可。
So we have the notion, you want to serve God, you must be a preacher.
如果不是讲道的话, 那你这个护照在哪里呢?
And if you're not preaching, what's your call?
所以, 如果大家都是口的话,
now if we are all mouth,
那么,
And then we all talk, we'll create a lot of problems. So we have to see. We also have to have the practical ministry. We have to clean up the place. We need to have brothers and sisters that will do the ushering. Distribute books and set up chairs. We need to do visitation. As though they are all ordinary things. But all those things are absolutely necessary. If we have what we so call spiritual ministry, we are all priests. And we ignore all the practical ministry. And we know the body cannot be built up. If in the church everybody is a preacher, and there's no visitation, we will know that this church is not cannot be built up. On the other hand, if we are all there are doing practical things, and there's no spiritual ministry, this church cannot be built up as well. And so in the Bible we see these two aspects of ministries are coordinated into one service. The Lord has said,
凡为我的名坐在这小子身上的, 就是坐在我的身上。
If you do this to the least that's in my name, you do it unto me.
主又说了,
the Lord says,
我饿了你们给我吃,
when I was hungry, you gave me food.
我渴了你们给我喝,
when I was thirst, you gave me drink.
我做客旅,你们,
I was a stranger, you took me in.
我赤身露体,
I was naked, you clothed me.
我病了,
I was sick, you visited me.
我在监里,
in prison, you came to me.
所以你们坐在这弟兄中最小的人身上,
and when you do this to the least of my brethren, you do it us unto me.
许多的时候,
many times,
我们轻看这些事物的是非,
we look down all this ordinary ministry.
以为说这些不属灵,
we assume they are not no spiritual value.
但是我们要记得,
but let's remember,
我们在那里做这些事的时候,
when we do those things,
我们是坐在主的身上,
we are doing unto the Lord.
这一个在神的面前是神所喜悦,
in God's sight, these things are pleasing to Him.
盼望弟兄姊妹,
remember, hope brothers and sisters,
当我们在教会中侍奉的时候,
when we serve the Lord in the church,
我们不要光在那里追求所谓属灵的是非,
and do not seek what we consider spiritual things.
我们也得在这里要忠心地在事物上来服侍神,
we must serve the practical things faithfully as well. If we can be faithful in the practical things, and He will entrust to us bigger things. Many of those who were greatly used by God, when they began their service, they began with little things.
比方说我们大家都知道的穆迪先生,
of course we know Mr. Moody,
他是一个非常大用的布道家,
he was a great used by God as an evangelist. Do you know how he began his ministry? After he was saved, he went to Chicago, and he attended a meeting there, and he lacked education, and he couldn't do much anything. So finally, you know what he did? What I can do is bring people to the meeting. Into the Sunday school instruction, for Sunday school instruction.
他说我也不能教主日学,
he said, I cannot even teach Sunday school.
但是我能把人带到主日学来,
but what I can do is to bring people to Sunday school.
所以他就开始到马路上啊, 去把人带进来,
and so he went out to the streets to bring people into the Sunday school.
结果带了很多, 不三不四的人进来,
and he brought all kinds of people to Sunday school.
那叫这个礼拜堂实在是没有办法,
and the church was very, they didn't know what to do.
但是他就是说, 我不能讲道,
he said, I cannot preach.
但是我可以带人,
but all I can is to bring people in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他这样带, 这样带,
and when he bring people this way,
后来就开始对这些人, 传福音,
and he began to share, preach to them.
圣的膏油在他的身上,
and an anointing came upon him.
后来成为在美国一个很有名的布道家,
and then later he became one of the best honor evangelists in America.
不知道有多少的人, 因着他传福音而归向主,
hundreds came to the Lord because of his faithful ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
特别是青年的弟兄姊妹,
particularly young brothers,
你知道当我们得救了之后,
after we say,
我们实在是热心,
we have zeal,
但是我们也有雄心,
we also have ambition,
我们要说今天我要起来侍奉神,
we say, I'll serve the Lord today.
我一开始侍奉神的时候,
when I begin to serve God,
我就要站讲台,
I want to be on the platform.
我一讲就3000人得救,
the moment I speak, I want 3,000 to be saved.
如果没有3000人得救, 我就不讲,
if I cannot get 3,000 people to say, I will not preach.
如果不给我在讲台, 我就不侍奉,
if you're not going to give me the platform to preach, I will not serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你蒙恩得救,
if you are saved,
我盼望你开头的时候,
I hope when you begin to serve,
就来排排椅子,
set up chairs.
你不要认为排椅子是一件小事情哦,
do not consider setting up chairs a small thing.
如果没有人排椅子, 我们怎么聚会呢?
If there's no one setting up chairs, how can we meet?
好像我们的主与他的门徒最后一次吃晚饭的时候,
as though the Lord's last supper with his people,
没有一个人替人洗脚,
nobody wants to wash the other person's feet.
那么大家的脚都是脏脏的,
and all their feet were dirty.
你知道当时的时候不是坐在那里吃饭的,
you know, in those days, you don't sit and dine.
坐在那里脚在底下看不见了,
because when you sit your feet underneath, nobody sees.
他们是躺着睡吃饭的,
they recline when they eat.
所以一个脚都是在外面的,
and because they recline, you expose your feet.
那么这种肮脏的脚一个一个放在那里,
and you see all these dirty feet there.
不但你自己觉得不舒服,
you feel uncomfortable,
你看了也觉得不舒服,
you look at the other feet, you also feel uncomfortable.
这个不能欣赏这个筵席了,
and you cannot enjoy the meal.
但是没有人肯洗脚,
but nobody wants to wash.
结果我们的主他自己替门徒洗脚,
and find the Lord, our Lord washed their feet.
哎呀，叫门徒们用饭的时候实在是快乐,
and so when they feast, they have joy in their hearts.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们就在这些事物的事情上来服侍神,
so we must begin with all these practical things.
你在那里排椅子的时候,
when you set up your chair,
一面排一面祷告,
as you set the chairs up, you pray,
求神叫哪一个人坐, 坐在那个椅子上就蒙恩典,
whoever sits on that chair you sit up, he will receive grace.
你看这个侍奉是多美丽的侍奉,
how beautiful is this service.
你不要把它看作一件小事情了,
do not look as though it's very small.
撒母耳是大先知哦,
Samuel is a big prophet,
但是他开始侍奉的时候就是开门关门了,
and when he began his ministry, he was the gatekeeper, he opens the door.
你不要以为开门关门小事情了,
do not assume open the gate of the house of the Lord is a small thing.
如果他不开门, 人怎么能进来,
if he did not open that gate, who can come in and offer sacrifices?
如果他不关门, 那么强盗也跑进来,
if he did not close the door at night, then thieves will come in the evening.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前要看见这个配搭,
so we have to see the coordination of service.
所谓属灵的侍奉, 和事物的身份要配搭着来侍奉的,
spiritual service and practical service must be coordinated.
我们再要进一步地说,
let's move further.
不但祭司的侍奉和立位的侍奉是配搭的,
not only the priestly ministry and Levitical ministry need to be coordinated.
今天我们看见就在祭司的侍奉的里面,
within the priesthood ministry and the Levitical ministry, it's all well coordinated. You know, how does the priest serve?
祭司是亚伦和他的儿子。
Priests are the family of Aaron.
亚伦是大祭司,
Aaron himself, he was the high priest.
他的儿子们是众祭司,
and his sons, they were priests.
他们在亚伦的指挥底下,
they serve under the direction of Aaron.
后来我们知道, 亚伦的子孙加增加增了。
And we know the offsprings of Aaron increased. And then there were thousands of priests.
那么好几千的祭司怎么来侍奉呢?
So how are they going to serve when there are so many of them?
那么多的祭司在一个小小的圣殿里头, 那怎么侍奉法呢?
So many priests and there's a small temple there. How can they serve?
我们知道他们的侍奉是很有条理的。
Now we know that their service was very orderly.
所以到了大卫的时候,
and when it comes to David's time,
在历代志24章里面,
and Chronicle 2 verse 20, chapter 24,
我们看见说大卫就把所有的祭司分成24班,
and David divided the priests into 24 courses.
每一班按着时候到圣殿里来侍奉。
Every division come to the temple serve according to their assignment.
所以这个24班就轮流在殿里头在那里侍奉。
And so the 24 divisions, they took turns serving in the house of God.
那么我们来看看那一班在那里侍奉也有好多人在那里。
And even there, those who served there were so many of them.
那么他们怎么来侍奉呢?
And how can they serve together?
在我们主耶稣的那个时候,
in the Lord Jesus time,
据说在圣殿里头的侍奉
We are told this is the way they serve.
天还没有亮的时候,
before the sunrise,
那一班值班的祭司,
the priest, the division that's assigned for that particular time, and they meet in one of the rooms in the temple. And there they draw lots.
念就说今天你在店里做哪一份的工?
They draw lots so that they would know the exact assignment for their service.
不是说他们等到门一开就冲进来了。
It's not the moment the doors open, they all charge in.
那么大家就抢着要做四份的事。
And they all do their different things.
那么你要看见说所有的祭司都跑到圣所里要去烧香去。
And so everybody would like to go into the holy place and to burn in the golden incense.
因为这是最高的事情。
That is the highest ministry.
没有你抢我争的事情。
There is no rivalry there.
都要在圣灵面前念旧。Everybody
draw their lot before God.
因为那时候圣灵还没有降临。
Because when they served, the Holy Spirit wasn't upon them.
还没有降临。
The Holy Spirit hasn't come down upon them.
所以他们就用念旧的方法。
So they draw lot.
他们相信神会借着这个来引导他们。
They believe the Lord can direct their ministry by choosing their lot.
念到哪一个酒,
whoever pick that lot,
他就去做哪一份的工。
And he will go for that particular service.
如果他念的酒是叫他在祭坛上献祭,
if his lot is for him to offer sacrifice on the altar,
他就做献祭的工作,
he will do the work of sacrifice.
如果他的酒叫他去点灯,
if his assignment is to light the candlelight,
他就去点灯,
then he will light the candle.
如果要他放陈设饼,
if his assignment is to lay the showbread,
他就去放陈设饼,
and he will lay the showbread there.
如果他的酒是叫他烧香的话,
if his lot is for him to burn the incense,
他就去烧香,
and he will do that.
所以你要看见,
so we
see,
they serve under the direction of God. They serve coordinately. When it comes to New Testament,
你知道在路加第一章里头,
and Luke 1,
有一个老祭司,
there is an old prophet,
Zechariah,
and he went into the temple according to his assignment.
他已经年老了,
and he was aged,
差不多要退休了,
almost to the point, almost retired.
但是那一天念酒的时候,
but when he chose that lot,
他就念到了要到殿里去烧香去,
and his lot was for him to burn the incense.
你知道, 按照当时的规矩,
according to the rule,
祭司啊,
priest,
在圣殿里头, 在金灯, 金香台前面烧香,
to burn incense in before the golden altar,
这一个是祭司的工作中最高的工作,
that is the highest, most privileged service you can render.
他一生啊, 只可以做一次,
you can only do that once in a lifetime.
有许多的祭司一生啊, 这个酒都没有抽到,
many, many priests, that lot never come to them.
撒迦利亚已经侍奉神多年了,
Zechariah served God for years.
但是他还没有机会到这个,
and he never had a chance to burn that incense on the golden altar. But on that day, grace came upon him. And when he entered into the temple to burn the incense,
在整个的圣所的本身, 没有其他的人,
within that holy place there was no one else.
所有的人都在园子里面,
everyone else all behind the other, on the outer veil.
他们在哪里祷告?
They are praying there.
只有撒迦利亚代表全国进到圣所来神面前烧香,
and only Zechariah representing the whole nation, he was burning incense before God.
他在那里为全国来祷告,
he prayed for the whole nation.
他祷告,
he prayed for the whole nation.
我们都知道这个故事,
we know the story,
神怎么差天使长对他说话,
and how how archangel appeared to him.
但是这个不是我们的,
and that is not our theme for this morning.
不过是给我们看见,
but we can see one thing,
祭司的侍奉乃是配搭的侍奉,
priestly ministry is a coordinated ministry.
那我们都是祭司了,
we are all priests.
我们祭司的侍奉也是应当配搭的,
our priestly ministry must also be coordinated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们不是照着亚伦的灯司来侍奉,
today we do not serve according to the order of Aaron.
我们今天是照着摩西先的灯司来侍奉,
today we serve under the order of Melchizedek.
我们是凭着神无穷生命的大能来侍奉神,
we serve with the fullness of God's life.
谁是我们的大祭司呢?
Who is our high priest?
我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司,
our Lord Jesus, he is our high priest.
我们是众祭司,
we are the priesthood.
我们都在大祭司指挥之下来侍奉神,
we serve under the direction of our high priest.
今天圣灵就代表我们的大祭司,
today the Holy Spirit represents the high priest.
在我们每一个人的里面在那里好像念旧一样,
as though he inside of it, he's drawing that lot for us.
他在那里引导我们,
he is there leading us,
叫我们能配搭起来,
so that we can serve together coordinately.
在圣经的里面,
in the Bible,
没有单独的祭司的侍奉,
there is no individual personal priesthood ministry.
祭司的侍奉都是配搭的侍奉,
the Levitical ministry.
我们知道立位乃是替神办理,
we know Levitical ministry is managing God's affair, man's affair for God.
这里我们看见他们要在那里管理会幕和会幕的器具,
here they are managing the tabernacle and the furnishings in the tabernacle.
立位记是给我们看见祭司的身份,
Leviticus, we see priesthood ministry.
民数记是给我们看见立位的身份,
the book of Numbers, we see the Levitical ministry.
所以你打开民数记的时候,
so when we open up the book of Leviticus,
你就看见,
the book of Numbers,
你就看见那一些立位之派他分三个家,
and you see the Levites, Leviticus, they divide into three families.
有过河, 有个顺和米利拉,
and there is the Kohath, Gershon, and Merari.
那么这三家也有许多的子孙,
and these three tribes families, they all have many of their offsprings.
每一家都分配
And every family, they have their assigned responsibility. It cannot be careless.
不能强着来做.
They cannot do the other person's work.
也不能说这个工作太小我不做.
And you cannot complain say this task is too small.
因为圣殿里面那些的器具,
because all the furnishings in the tabernacle,
有的是很重很重的,
some of them are very heavy.
有的是比较轻一点,
and some are quite light.
你也不能说我要拣选轻的那个重的, 让别人去做.
And you can say I'll carry the light one and leave the heavy ones to others.
这个都是照着神所安排的.
Because these are all arranged by God.
如果我们看这个历代志23章的话,
if you look into 2 Chronicles 23,
我们知道那个时候立位的支派, 侍奉的人很多很多,
and we notice that many Levites were serving together.
那里告诉我们说,
there we are told,
立位人从30岁以外被数点,
those who were above the age of 30, when they were counted,
他们给男丁的数目,
just the male among them,
共有38,000,
there were 38,000.
24,000,
they were ministering in the house of God.
有6,000人做 官长和士师,
and 6,000 there were officers and judges.
有4,000人做看门的,
and 4,000 were the gatekeepers.
又有4,000人用大卫所做的乐器颂赞耶和华,
and 4,000 using the music instrument of David playing music in the temple.
大卫将利未人各顺过河和米利拉的子孙分成班次,
and David divided the offspring of Gershonites and Kohathites and Merolites into their separate divisions.
所以我们在这里看见连立位的事分也是在里面也是配搭的.
So we see the service of the Levites it was also a coordinated service.
如果今天有一个立位的事分,
now here we have an offspring of Levite.
他把这个帐幕抬去了,
he carried the tent.
但是呢没有人在那里管这个宁座,
if there's no one to take care of the furnishing,
宁座,
the
这个 silver base,
the silver, silver base,
那么如果你要把帐门支起来的时候,
if you want to erect the tabernacle,
你就看见没有那一些的这个宁座在那里,
then you notice that the silver bases will be missing.
你把帐篷如果支起来没有板的话,
and when you erect the tabernacle, if there are no boards,
也没有办法支持它,
and there's no support,
所以通通要配合起来,
so everything has to be coordinated.
你如果读民数记的话, 很有意思的,
if you read the book of Numbers, everything is very meaningful. So when they are going to break camp and journey on, the priest will enter into the tabernacle,
把那些的东西都遮起来,
and they cover all the furnishing.
然后立位人就来,
and then the Levites will come and carry those furnishing.
有的就放在,
and some put on the cart,
那么就拖着走了,
and they pull by oxen.
到了那里,
and when they arrive at the place, they re-erect the tabernacle.
他们都是受过训练的,
they were all well trained.
他们都是配搭着的,
they were all well coordinated.
没有一点乱的,
there's no confusion.
所以你看以色列人三天他又把帐幕撤下来了,
and so within 3 days they break camp,
又把它建立起来了,
and then erected it again.
如果他们没有经过训练的话,
if they had no training before,
那不知道要乱到什么程度,
we know they will face a tremendous confusion.
那祭司也不能侍奉,
and then priests cannot serve.
以色列人也不能敬拜神,
and the Israelites cannot worship.
所以就是立位支派的里面, 他们的侍奉也是配搭着侍奉,
and so within the Levites their service was also well coordinated.
我们不要以为说我们是默默事务的事情呢,
we cannot do things carelessly.
Or because what we touch is the ordinary thing. And so we do it according to your own will. And so when you come in, you say all the chairs will have to face east. And then another brother said, no, all the chairs should face west. And then another brother said, no, all the chairs should face north. And so you sit in your chair, you're in your direction. And we all face different directions. So it comes to ordinary practical things, there is also coordination. And of course the Levite, they serve under the direction of the priest. And spiritually speaking, and our practical ministry should be under the spiritual ministry. And therefore we'll avoid confusion. Let's look at another aspect. The priestly ministry and the Levitical ministry are all vitally linked, connected with the temple. We can put it this way, priestly ministry is strictly within the temple. But Levitical ministry, some of their ministries are in the temple, some are outside the temple. Because to sacrifice, you must sacrifice inside the temple. Because Levites, they were also judges and officers. And because they serve the people. And so some Levites serve in the temple and some Levites serve outside the temple. But they are all linked with the temple. Service cannot be unrelated to the temple. Once you separate it from the temple, we have problems. You know, in the book of Judges, we have one incident. If you look into Judges 17, verse 18,
有一个利未人,
there was a Levite. And he was from the Bethlehem. You know what his name? And his name is called Jonathan. Jehonathan. Jehonathan. Now who was this person? He was the grandson of Moses. But this Levite, but he was moving out, going out to seek a resting place for himself. This Levite, he lived in Bethlehem. He ought to go to Jerusalem there to serve God. If you read the scripture carefully, Moses also offered sacrifice. When Aaron and his sons were established as the priesthood, and from then on Moses did not offer sacrifice.
所以他的子孙呢,
so Moses' offspring, they were not priests.
他们是立位,
they were the Levites. They managed things in the temple.
你如果看那个历代志上26章24节的话,
and if you look into 2 Chronicles 26 and 24,
你要看见说各顺的这个儿子,
or you see the son of Gershon, Gershon is the son of Moses. What's the son of Moses?
他的儿子啊, 做什么呢? 管理妇科,
His son mans the treasury.
所以他们是做立位的工作。
And so they do the Levitical work.
但是这里有一个立位人。
But here was one Levite.
他是摩西的孙子。
He was Moses' grandson.
他要为自己寻找他安息的地方。
He was seeking a resting place for himself.
他要为自己寻找工作。
He was seeking work for himself.
结果他就跑到以法利的地方。
And so he went to Ephraim.
碰到一个人叫弥迦。
And he a man called Micah.
这个弥迦他为做自己家里做了假神。
And so this Micah he put up some God's idols in his household.
他看见这个利未人来了。
And so when he saw this Levite came to town,
他就封他为家里的这个神的祭司。
And he installed him as the priest for his own household.
所以你看见摩西的孙子就在弥迦的家里做起祭司来。
And so the son of Moses, now he is now a priest in the household of Micah.
他在那里做了家的祭司。
He became a family priest.
祭司没有家的祭司的。
There's no such thing as family priest.
祭司乃是全国的祭司。
Priest is for the whole nation.
但是他做了一个家的祭司。
And so now he's a private family priest.
后来单的支派。
In the tribal Dan.
他们也为自己在那里寻找地方。
And they look for a place for themselves.
跑到那个地方。
When they found the place.
那看见有一个祭司在那里。
There's for a priest there.
又有这些的偶像在那里。
All these idols there.
所以他们怎样呢?
You know what they do?
他们对这个Jonathan说。
So they told Jonathan.
他说你愿意做一个家的祭司，你还愿意做一个自派的祭司。
He challenged him, do you want to be a priest for one family or you want to be a priest for one tribe?
我说那当然一个自派的祭司大得多了。
Of course, to be a priest of one tribe is bigger.
所以他欢欢喜喜拿了这偷了这些的偶像就去做一个自派的祭司。
And so he stole the idols and he became the tribal priest.
圣经怎么说呢?
You know what the scripture says?
神的帐幕 在示罗有多少的日子?
And he God say the God's tent was in Shiloh for many days.
弥迦那个偶像啊，在但的那里也有多少的日子?
The idol in Micah's home also for so many days.
弥迦所做的偶像.
The idol that he made.
现在在但那里了.
Now it's not in the tribe of Dan.
也是有多少日子.
And also for so many days.
换一句话说,
Another word.
我们看见在敬拜和侍奉神的事情上出了事情.
We see we create problem now in this mount of worship and service.
以色列的中间有了两个敬拜，两个侍奉.
And now in the nation Israel, they have two worships and two services.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这里就是给我们看见,
here we see,
我们的侍奉不能与殿头的关系,
our service cannot be unrelated to the temple of God.
感谢赞美神,
praise God.
我们不但是祭司又是立位,
we are not just priests, but we are also Levites.
我们不但是立位和祭司,
we are not only Levites, priests and Levites,
我们也是神的殿,
we are also the house of God.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们就是神的殿,
we are the temple of God.
所以你要看见说,
so we have to see,
我们所有的侍奉都在神的殿里头。
So all our services are all within the temple of God.
如果我们在神的家之外,
if we serve apart from God's house,
在神的教会之外,
apart from the church of God,
另外去寻找,
seek another service,
为自己来寻找侍奉的话,
seek a service for yourself,
我们会做一个家的祭司,
we may become a priest for a family,
但是我们甚至可以做一个自派的祭司,
we may even become a priest for a tribe,
但是这一个都是分离神的侍奉,
but this kind of ministry all divisive in nature,
乃是神所憎恶的事,
it's God what hate.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们在哪里侍奉?
Here we are serving God.
究竟我们是家的祭司呢?
Are we a priest of a family?
我们是一个自派的祭司呢?
Are we priests for a tribe?
我们乃是全国殿的祭司。
But we are priests for the entire nation.
许多今天侍奉神的人,
many of those who serve God today,
虽然没有这个名称,
even though they do not have this label,
但是我们所做的事是这样,
but in their work we tell
they are that way.
我们侍奉的范围就是一个家。
Because our sphere of our ministry is just like family.
我们所建立的是我们那一个家。
What we established, what we built is that one small family.
有的人也许大一点是设立一个支派。
And some people are bigger, they set up a tribe.
但是就是建立这个支派。
Even though established that tribe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在侍奉神的事情上, 我们不能关闭。
In a service of God, we cannot be exclusive.
我们不能单独。
We cannot be personal, individual.
这个侍奉是侍奉全教会。
Our service is to serve the entire church.
我们在那里是建造基督的身体。
We are serve, our service is for the building up of the body of Christ.
但是很可惜的事情。
But sadly,
今天许多的人都在那里建立自己的国度。
But many God's servants are there building up their own kingdom.
不是在那里建立神的教会。
They are not there building up God's church.
这就是四世纪所说的。
This is what we find in the book of Judges.
那个时候人没有王。
Because there was no king.
个人随着自己的意思做。
And everybody do that which is pleasing in their own sight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们有没有王呢?
Do we have a king?
基督是我们的王。
Christ is our king.
我们如果在元首基督的底下,
if we are truly under him,
我们就不会凭着自己的意思在那里侍奉。
Then we will not be able to serve according to our own will.
我们是在殿里头侍奉。
We must serve in the temple.
我们在神的教会中间侍奉。
We must serve in the church.
我们是侍奉全国的人。
We serve all God's people.
不是在那里光是一个家一个支派。
It's not just one family or one tribe.
我们看到新约的时候,
when it comes to the New Testament,
这个是更清楚,
we can see even more clearly.
我们知道在新约的里面,
we know in the New Testament,
我们又是祭司, 又是立位,
we are priests and we are Levites,
我们又是神的殿,
and we are God's temple.
所以我们一同在这里侍奉神。
And so we're here together serving God.
你看《使徒行传》的时候,
if you look into the book of Acts,
你看《使徒行传》的侍奉都是配搭的侍奉。
The ministry service we find in the book of Acts are all coordinated service.
在圣灵还没有降临之前,
before the coming of the Holy Spirit,
我们知道那一般信徒的人就是单单独独的基督徒。
Those God's people, they were all individuals.
但是到无信前的那一天,
but on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵降下了,
when the Holy Spirit came down,
120个人,
this 120,
在一个灵里面进成一个身体,
and they were baptized by one Spirit,
他们现在也是一个身体上120个肢体,
and now they are members, they are 120 members of that one body.
虽然所有的人都在来称赞神的大能,
even though they were all praising the mighty power of God,
但是他们的见证是一个,
but their testimony is one.
我们看见彼得站起来,
when Peter stood up,
11个石头与他一同站起来,
and 11 stood up with him.
彼得说出口,
Peter was the mouthpiece.
但是11个石头与他一同站,
but the 11 stood together with him.
这是配搭,
that is coordination.
就是说你在那里讲, 就是代表我们讲。
That means when you're speaking that, you speak for all of us.
我们同心合意, 在这里传扬我们的主。
We are one heart proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
当时我们看见在耶路撒冷教会的里面,
and when we look into the church in Jerusalem,
因为人非常的多,
and because there were so many people,
所以在这个供应寡妇的事情上,
so in the care for the widow,
出了一点问题,
there was a problem.
如果你知道那个背景的话,
now if you know the background of that
那个时候,
history,
在耶路撒冷,
at that time in Jerusalem,
因为是受祭的日子,
because it's the time of feast,
所以犹太人从各地都到耶路撒冷来。
And so Jews from all places congregated in Jerusalem.
所以那一天, 得救了3000人。
And therefore 3,000 were saved that day.
这些人是从各国方来的。
And all these Jewish people, they came from all places.
后来神又天天加增。
And God added to them daily.
所以那个时候有很多很多的人。
And so at that time, there were many, many people.
虽然都是犹太人。
They were all Jews.
但是犹太人也有两种。
But there are two different kinds of Jews.
一种是希伯来的犹太人,
one is the Hebrew Jew.
一种是希利尼的犹太人,
one who is Hellenistic Jew.
希伯来的犹太人就是住在那个巴勒斯坦地的,
Hellenistic
No, Hebrew
Jews. Hebrew Jews, they reside in the area of Palestine.
那个希利利的犹太人就分散在世界各处。And
the Hellenistic Jews, they are those who scatter abroad.
所以他们受的文化就熏到不同。And
so their cultural background are not quite the same.
那在当初教会的中间就有这两种的不同的人。And
so in the early church, you have these two different types of people.
但是那个时候12个使徒,
At that time, the 12 apostles,
都是希伯来的犹太人。
They are all Hebrew Jews.
他们什么都管。
They took charge of everything.
他们又讲道又管伙食。
And they preach and also they serve table.
就是这12个人, 是被圣灵充满。
And those 12 were filled with the Spirit.
但是也不能应付这个局面。
But they cannot meet the demand.
所以帝国在供应希利益。 犹太人信徒的那个寡妇上面就活跃了。
And because
就是这12个人, 是被圣灵充满。
And those 12 were filled with full of the Spirit.
但是, 也不能应付这个局面。
But they cannot meet the demand.
所以帝国在供应希利益犹太人信徒的那个寡妇上面就活跃了。
And because of that, their service to the Hellenistic Jew widows were neglected.
不是故意的,
not intentionally.
因为他们对希伯来犹太人的需要比较明白。
Because they know the Hebrew Jews needs more better.
对希利利犹太人的需要他们不大清楚。
But because the Hellenistic Jews need, they do not understand as well.
结果就有怨言出来了。
And so there were complaints.
马上他们就发觉了。
Immediately they discovered.
不行,
And he said, it cannot be because the service in the body must be coordinated.
我们12个人不能包办一起。
12 of us, we cannot monopolize everything.
我们不能又讲道又管伙食。
We cannot preach at the same time we serve table.
属灵的事分与事物的事分要配搭才行的。
Spiritual service and practical service must be coordinated.
所以就叫弟兄姊妹选出7个人了。
And so they asked brothers to select 7 people.
虽然是事物的事情,
even though they serve practical things,
都要被圣灵充满。
But they must all fill with the Spirit.
否则不配做这个工作。
Otherwise, they cannot serve this.
奇妙的在这里,
but here's the most wonderful thing. When they were selecting people,
你知道大部分的信徒都是希伯来的犹太人,
and those who were selected,
no, 大部分的基督徒,
majority of the brothers,
都是希伯来的犹太人,
they were the Hebrew Jews.
但是他们选出来的,
but those who were selected,
都是希利益的犹太人,
they were all Hellenistic Jews.
除了一个可能是希伯来的犹太人,
except one, he could be a Hebrew Jew.
表明说他们不为自己着想,
in other words, they do not consider themselves.
他们实在是顾到别人,
they really care for the others.
那么这7个人就管故事了,
and this 7, they serve table.
12个使徒就专心以祈祷传道为师,
and the 12, they give their hearts and mind to ministry and prayer.
神的道就大大的兴旺,
and then the Lord's work began to expand.
你看这个还是需要配搭起来,
so you see, even here we have this coordination.
彼得出去的时候,
when Peter went out,
约翰与他一同出去,
John went out with him.
我们看到保罗的时候,
when we come to Paul,
虽然保罗, 他, 恩赐很大,
even though Paul has possessed great gifts,
好像他不需要, 别人的配搭,
as though he doesn't need anyone,
但是你去读他所写的书信,
but if you read his epistles,
他差不多每一封书信, 他就要一个弟兄与他配搭起来,
and you notice every epistle he wrote there is a brother who was there with him.
保罗与希拉,
Paul and Silas,
保罗与提摩太,
Paul and Timothy,
你看见说他都是要人与他配搭的,
he has somebody always there that was with him,
并且在书信的里面,
and even in his epistles,
你也看见他总是要叫弟兄姊妹为他祷告,
and he always asks brothers and sisters to pray for him.
他并不是说我是一个大的肢体,
he didn't say, well, I'm one of the biggest members,
我根本不需要其他的配合,
I don't need anybody else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们看见当, 保罗, 出去做工的时候,
and so when Paul went out to serve the Lord,
与他的同伴出去做工,
he went out with his companions,
神就用他建立了教会,
and God used him establishing churches.
彼得来了,
Peter came,
也到这个教会的里面,
and he came into the church,
一同在那里侍奉,
and there they served together.
约翰来了,
when John came,
约翰也在那里侍奉,
and they all served together.
没有说,
There is no.
这是我保罗设立的教会.
There is no such thing as this is my church, I establish it.
是我的地盘.
This is my territory.
你们不能进来的.
You cannot enter my territory.
也不是说.
And they did not say.
约翰来了.
John came.
这是你保罗的教会.
This is your this Paul's church.
我不承认.
I will not recognize.
我自己工作来建立一个约翰的教会.
So I'll only work and I'll call this church John's church.
这是我的地盘.
This is my territory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这个就是家的祭司.
This is a priest of a family.
这个就是自派的祭司.
This is a priest for a tribe.
我不但在这里设立一个教会.
I'm not only set up a church here.
我在那里也设立一个教会.
I also set up a church
there.
And they are all my territory.
你们外面的人在门外。
Outsiders, you are out there.
你们不能进来的。
You cannot enter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, isn't this the condition of God's people today?
这个既不是混乱的,
isn't this confusion?
真正的侍奉,
real servant,
都是配搭起来,
it's a coordinated servant.
我们看见保罗与彼得配搭起来,
we see Paul and Peter, they work together.
虽然他们的工作不同,
even though they have different work,
但是他们还能配搭起来,
and yet they're still coordinated.
有人就说了,
some people say,
那么亚波罗不是单枪匹马吗?
Apollos, isn't he, he's going along.
Long watch.
Okay.
亚波罗他不是一个人在那里侍奉吗?
Apollo, he's doing all the work by himself.
但是你读圣经的时候,
but you read the scripture.
你看见保罗怎么说?
You know what Paul says?
保罗说我栽种,
he said, I plant the seed.
亚波罗浇灌,
Apollos, he waters.
他们还是配合起来,
they still coordinate their work.
是不是呢?
Isn't that true?
哥林多人在哪里说?
And the Corinthians say,
我是说保罗的,
I'm Paul.
我是说亚波罗的,
I'm Apollos.
结果怎样?
You know, at the end,
保罗怎样?
What did Paul say?
保罗就劝亚波罗到哥林多去,
and Paul encouraged Apollos to went to Corinth.
如果是今天的话,
if today is the case,
那么保罗说亚波罗哥林多是我建立的,
Paul would tell, if this today, Paul would tell about Corinthian church is my church, I established it.
你不能去哥林多的,
you cannot go to Corinth.
又去哥林多人, 中间有人说他是说亚波罗的,
if you go,
especially
when people are saying they are Apollos,
那你更不能去,
and because that you should not go.
保罗怎样?
You know what Paul say?
保罗自己不去, 他劝亚波罗去,
Paul himself did not go, he encouraged Apollos to go.
他不怕亚波罗把人都带去了,
he was no fear that Apollos would take all the people to follow him.
因为这是神的教会啊,
because it's God's church.
这是保罗的教会啊,
it's not Paul's church.
他就鼓励亚波罗你去,
and therefore he encouraged Apollos to go.
那亚波罗怎样?
What did Apollos do?
机会来了,
here comes the opportunity.
我就去了,
I go.
那我把整个的都拿过来,
and therefore I'll take over that church for myself.
亚波罗说我不去,
Apollo say I will not go.
保罗劝他, 他也不去,
Paul encouraged him to go, but he refused to go, because we avoid any schism among God's people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们读神的话语的时候,
when you read God's word,
我们看见当初的教会,
we see the church in the early days,
怎样都是配搭着来侍奉,
everything they do it coordinately.
为什么原因呢?
Why?
因为他们都是建立基督的身体,
because they all are there to build up the body of Christ.
没有一个人建立自己,
no one there was there to build their personal thing.
最后,
finally,
我要借五分钟,
here some people say,
不错,身体里头的侍奉是配搭的,
it's true, the body ministry is coordinated.
因为哥林多前书第十二章里面,
because 1 Corinthians 12,
告诉我们说, 我们是一个身子, 许多的肢体,
and it says we are this one body, and the body has many members.
神就造出他的美意, 把我们安排在这个身体的里面,
and God, according to his wisdom, he arranged all those members in the body.
你在基督身体的里面是哪一个肢体?
what member, which member you are in the body, you are in the body of Christ.
不是你所能拣选的,
it's not a matter of your choice.
是神安排的,
God arranged it.
神把你安排做哪一个肢体,
God arranged you to be that particular member.
你就做哪一个肢体,
you can do the work of that particular member. Strictly speaking, in the body of Christ, there is no big member or smaller member. We are all members of that one body. And according to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, He gives gifts according to each member. You cannot seek for it. Because Holy Spirit knows you are which member, and He gives you the appropriate grace.
如果你是手的话,
if you are the hand,
他把脚的恩赐赐给你,
and He gives you the gift of the grace of the feet.
那你一天到晚在那里爬了,
and you will crawl every day.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们以为说,
we assume,
这个恩赐我要,
I want that gift,
那个恩赐我不要,
I don't want the other gift.
但是神知道,
but God knows,
是他造作他的美意,
and He gives gifts,
圣灵就把相当的恩赐给你,
He gives gifts by the Holy Spirit.
如果神要你做手的话,
if God wants you to be the hand,
他给你有哪的恩赐,
He gives you the grace, the gift to hold things.
所以恩赐实在也没有大小,
so gifts, there's no big gifts or small gifts.
恩赐都是需要的,
we need all the gifts.
而设计的恩赐都要配搭起来,
and all these gifts must be also coordinated.
你不要以为说你有了恩赐,
do not assume once you have the gift,
你就能单独侍奉,
then you can serve individually.
你就是有了那个恩赐,
even though you have the gift,
要成全你的恩赐,
if you want to fulfill your ministry,
好的配搭起来,
you need the coordination.
也许弟兄姊妹在那里看我的时候,
and some brothers and sisters, you look at our brother,
看见我一口好的牙齿,
as though he a mouthful of good teeth.
其实都是假的,
they are all false teeth.
我记得我拔牙的时候,
our brother remember when he the dentist was pulling his teeth,
他把我上面的牙齿统统拔掉了,
he pulled all the upper teeth,
我底下牙齿还在那里,
and the lower teeth were still there.
那个时候我在教书,
our brother at that moment he was a teacher,
我就到学校里去教书去了,
so he went to school to teach,
我教英文,
and our brother was teaching English.
但是当我教书的时候,
so when he was teaching,
我觉得这个发音啊, 就很困难,
and he said he cannot pronounce words.
你知道我常常说说话是用舌头说话吗?
Our brother said often times you speak with your tongue.
是不是呢?
Isn't that true?
但是如果没有牙齿配合的话,
if you have no the cooperation, if you do not have the cooperation of your teeth,
你这个话也说不清楚了,
you cannot speak clearly.
感谢神我的学生都没有笑我,
and thank God the student did not laugh at me.
他们背后,
they left behind my back maybe.
所以你要看见都要配合的,
so you see everything has to be cooperated.
弟兄姊妹,
when we eat,
我们说吃饭是牙齿的事情啊,
yes, when you eat, use your teeth.
牙齿在哪里就它,
you chew,
消化它,
you chew and digest.
舌头是说话,
tongue is for speaking,
牙齿是吃饭,
teeth are for eating.
你把舌头拿掉算了,
you take your tongue away.
看你怎么吃饭,
see how you eat.
你知道你把这个东西放到嘴里去了,
when you chew in your mouth,
你先要把它切断,
you need to chew and cut.
切断之后要送到后面去把它抹一抹,
and you have to grind with your back teeth.
那么什么把你的食物搬来搬去呢?
What is that organ that moves your food into your mouth around?
是你的舌头在哪里帮忙的?
It is your tongue that's helping you to chew properly.
如果没有舌头你要把手指在哪里搬来搬去,
if there's no tongue, you have to use your finger to move your food around.
那恐怕你咬你的指头了,
and you will bite your own finger.
不行的,
it cannot be.
所以你要看见,
so you have to see.
所有肢体的侍奉都得配搭,
all the members must be coordinated.
否则的话没有办法侍奉,
otherwise there's no service.
身体里头的侍奉实在是美丽啊,
the body service is indeed a beautiful picture.
实在都是配合做侍奉,
it is coordinated service.
所以你不要自以为一个人可以死。
So do not think you alone is sufficient.
你必须要与众弟兄姊妹一同侍奉。
You must serve with your brothers and sisters.
而侍奉的目的是为了建造基督的身体。
And the purpose of service is for the upbuilding of the body of Christ.
那么又要借几分钟。
I want to borrow a couple more minutes.
还有一件事。
One more thing.
你知道在以弗所第四章里面,
In the book Ephesians 4,
这里给我们看见有两种不同的知识。
We see there are two ministries there.
一种的知识就是神赐给教会。
One ministry is what God gives to the church.
有使徒，有先知。 有传福音的，有牧师和教士。
There is the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers.
这一个知识,
this ministry,
今天我们就叫他所谓的工人了。
We call them today as workers.
这个其实姑且叫他工人了。
For the moment, we'll call them workers.
这些都是话语的知识。
These are all for the ministry of the word.
神把这些人赐给教会。
God gave these people to the church.
来成全圣徒。
To equip the saints.
当圣徒成全的时候。
And when they are fully equipped.
然后从身体里头就产生一个身体的侍奉。
And then the body begin to be able to minister unto itself.
这里告诉我们说，就各尽己职。
And everybody, every joint supply.
来完成这个身体的知识。
To share the ministry of the body.
所以知识有两种。
So service has two aspects.
一种我们称它为身体的知识。
What we call the body ministry.
乃是从身体里头产生出来。
It comes from the body itself.
每一个弟兄姊妹都有份。
Every member has a share.
当我们属灵的身量长大的时候。
As we grow in the Lord.
我们就可以侍奉了。
Then we begin to serve.
还有一个侍奉。
Another ministry.
所谓话语的知识。
We call the ministry of the word.
所谓工人的工作。
Or we call the work of the worker.
他们就坐在这个身体的上面。
They work on the church.
他们的目的就是叫这个圣徒能长大。
Their purpose is for the saints to grow.
叫圣徒能装培。
So the saints can be equipped.
所以他们就能起来侍奉。
Then they can rise up and serve.
圣经里从来没有叫这一些 所谓的工人来管理教会的。
The scripture has no such instruction for the workers to control the church.
这些人是帮助教会的建立。
These people are simply to help equip the saints.
教会的建立，真正的建造，乃是从教会里头出来。
The real building of the church is within the church itself.
那么我们说了。
Now we say.
在身体里头的侍奉是配搭的。
We say that the ministry within the body is a coordinated ministry.
那么这些工人的侍奉需要不需要配搭呢?
Is there a need for the workers among them to be coordinated?
是不是做所谓工人的就可以单独侍奉了呢?
Is it true, those who call themselves workers, they can do their individual work?
我们看见也不能。
We see they cannot.
我已经讲过一点了。
I share a little bit already.
我们看见当初使徒他们的侍奉是一同侍奉。
We already mentioned that the apostles, their service was a coordinated service.
就是彼得，就是保罗和亚波罗也有相当的配搭。
Even Paul and Apollos, they were coordination.
就是在这个所谓的工人的侍奉中也是有配搭。
Even among those who worked, there is also coordination.
因为没有一个圣的仆人，那是有全备的恩赐。
Because no God's servant has all the gifts.
教会大过圣的仆人。
The gifts bigger.
The church is bigger than God's servant.
The church is bigger than God's servant.
所以我们看见教会需要各方面的知识来培养。
And so we see church needs all kinds of gifts to help and equip.
不但是这样。
More than that.
你看见所有那些所谓做工的人
And all those who are so-called workers
虽然他们的工作是坐在教会的身上
Even though their work is work on the church
但是同时
But at the same time, they are also members of the body of Christ.
你知道今天有的神的仆人,
today some of God's servants,
没有根的,
there's no root.
他们到处游行,
they are travelers.
在哪里侍奉,
and they serve.
感谢赞美神,
praise God.
神记住他们来造就圣徒,
and God used them to equip his saints.
但他们自己与教会不发生关系,
but they themselves were not related to the body of the church.
他们没有配搭在身体里面,
but they were not there fitting in into the body ministry.
如果这样的话,
if that is the case,
你看见,
it will create two consequences.
一种的结果, 它就是光在那里游来游去,
one phenomenon will be they will be moving around,
但是它自己根本没有配搭,
they themselves lack fellowship and there is no coordination.
还有一个结果,
another consequence,
它就是建立,
and they establish their own territory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
彼得, 我们看见他可以出去侍奉,
Peter can go out and serve.
但是他回到耶路撒冷,
but he returned again to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷他是一个弟兄,
in Jerusalem he was one of the brothers.
保罗他可以出去侍奉,
Paul can go out and serve.
他回到安提亚,
and he returned to Antioch.
在亚提亚, Antioch, 他是一个弟兄,
and Antioch, he was one of the brothers.
我们侍奉神的所谓, 的工人,
and we, those who consider ourselves,
我们也不能脱离教会,
we cannot be unrelated to the church.
我们建造教会,
we build the church. We build the church, but we cannot be unrelated to the church. So if you read God's word, all the services in God's word, they are all coordinated service. It's all within the body of Christ. And all related to the house of God. This kind of service is
what
is pleasing in his
son.
Let's pray.
Amen. 叫我们成为你一个很用的器皿, 但是我们的主啊, 也求你开启我们的心眼, 叫我们不至于做一个单独侍奉的人, 做一个脱离电而侍奉的人, 主啊, 求你叫我们所有侍奉的人, 都能配搭起来, 好叫你的身体真正能被建造, 好叫你的国度能早早地降临, 听我们的祷告, 奉主耶稣的名,
阿们。